It's the 24th of November. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A Luton Borough Council report has measured the quality of life issues affecting Luton residents, especially as they coincide with goals set by the council in their Luton 2040 plan. The document reveals that more than 60% of individuals in Luton now describe themselves as happy, compared to just over 50% the prior year. In addition, child poverty has fallen below 40%. Overall, harmful emissions have been reduced and good or outstanding schools are available to 89% of students. Less positive are the statistics that show 10.5% of households living in poverty and a 14% drop in those who thought Luton was satisfactory as a place to live. Also, health issues and life expectancy were poor when compared to both regional and national figures. The Bedfordshire Live website has been named as one of the 13 to be closed down by its parent company Reach PLC, one of the largest media companies in the region. The company said cutbacks were due to a reduction in revenue. The website will no longer be available as of the 30th of November. Elstree Light and Power Broadcast and Events Limited has received a £16,000 fine for safety violations relating to a 2018 incident where a worker lost his life. 52-year-old Russell Bowery, a rigger with 15 years' experience, was working at Cardington Hangar Studio when he fell 31 feet to his death. An investigation found that the company had not put in place adequate safety protocols. Samantha Wells, a safety inspector, said, "It is vital the entertainment sector has safe systems of work." Kerry Cash, who owns Fifth Avenue Beauty Salon in Bedford, made an appearance on BBC's Question Time last night, asking a question about antisocial behaviour in town centres across the country. The small business advocate once asked former Prime Minister Boris Johnson during a televised visit to Bedford a few years back where he was getting his hair cut. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.